This will be the second Ramadan for Muslims during the current coronavirus pandemic. This is Don Rush. Last year saw many of the traditional gatherings done virtually. By 2021, we'll see an easing of that isolation that so many experienced in 2020. Muqtadir Khan is a professor and the founder of the Islamic Studies program at the University of Delaware.
Most of the mosques everywhere in the world are encouraging social distancing. They are cleaning the mosques regularly. They are asking people to bring their own prayer rugs and to maintain distances. Some mosques have even marked out spaces where people can pray. They are clearly limiting the capacity of the mosques. Now, this is the time of the year when mosques tend to overflow wherever in the world, whether it's in the U.S. or traditional Muslim countries. You will find that the mosques are packed and people actually overflow when you're standing shoulder to shoulder. So that aspect of the rituals will be impacted. Another thing that happens during the month of Ramadan is that there are lots of public social gatherings to break fast. People invite other people to come home. Or there are many events, like you could sponsor a fast at a mosque with your friends and family. All of those activities are going to be on a lower key, I think.
What kind of impact has there been in terms of the kinds of deaths and certainly serious sickness has had on the Muslim community?
Many families have gone through tragedies in the last few days because of COVID. I was talking to a friend in India, and he was at the graveyard, and he said this was his eighth funeral in the last 7 days. But in other places like New York, last year was terrible. There were more than 15, 20 funerals per week, per mosque in many parts of New York. And it was very bad. So, for example, when a person died, only one other person and the imam were allowed to collect the body and pray on it. It's a very important ritual. But even that was not allowed because the bodies were given in sewn-up bags. So last year was terrible.
The fact that we do have a vaccine and people are getting vaccinated, do you expect that more people will gather together, particularly since many of them will have been vaccinated? I mean, will that encourage more face-to-face meetings, as it were?
The mosques in the Delaware area have had vaccinations on location. I do expect that there will be a greater rush to the mosques. There is always a rush to the mosques in Ramadan. People who probably don't show up even on Fridays year-round show up practically every day for the night prayers, which last for 2 to 3 hours sometimes. So, yes, I do expect more and more people to come to the mosque. But we also have this interesting situation that several of the mosques have, in the Delaware region, have large parking lots and lawns attached to them. So I'm expecting if the weather holds, the night prayers, a lot of people will pray in the parking lots or on the lawns. The Turkish Diyanet Mosque on Appleby Road has a large lawn area. I think people will pray outside. Both the Islamic Society of Delaware and Masjid Isa ibn Maryam both have large parking lots, and I'm hoping that some people will pray outside in order to maintain social distance.
Muqtadir Khan is a professor and founder of the Islamic Studies program at the University of Delaware. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.